confidada Schrödinger equation, for which the second order linear differential equation defined on the complex domain of this form. So Schrödinger equation is a stationary one, with time independent, and so we assume that this function, potential function, have this kind of expansion, and each coefficients are rational functions. Okay. And so yesterday I forgot to mention about the assumption for our equation. So in my talk, so we assume that assume the following assumption. So some of them are essential. So for example, first, the zero of the top term of the potential is called the turning point in our terminology. So we assume that they are all simple. So namely, Q0 has only simple zeros. Only simple zeros. So our turning points are of order one. So this is the essential assumption. And next, the top term of potential has no simple pole. So we need to assume that this condition, but we can remove this condition. But for simplicity in this talk, we assume that all any pole of this function is order greater than y equals to 2. So why? So simple pole, actually, simple pole plays a similar role of turning points, but a little bit different behavior. Yeah, actually, so we can treat simple pole. Yeah, but for simplicity here today, we don't consider the simple pole effects. And we also need some conditions.
Are you saying that
there are
only simple poles or no simple poles?
No simple pole.
So they're all higher poles?
Yes, yes. Pole of order 2 or greater than 2.
And in the book that you're, the reference, the main reference, that one doesn't have that assumption. They do simple poles.
So book, in Kawai and Takei's reference, it is incorrect. Sorry, how should I say? no, sorry. It's not sufficient, so because, I'm sorry. So for simple pole case, I have to give new reference. So reference is Koike's paper. So Koike 2000 from publication of LIMS. The reference which I gave yesterday was written in 1998. Japanese version is written before this paper. And Koike found that simple pole is also important in the exact WKB analysis. Okay. Yeah, if time allows, I will explain the effect of simple poles.
Sorry, are you assuming infinity is an irregular singular point? Is that what?
Not necessarily.
So you're not assuming that.
Yes, yes. So yeah, precisely speaking, so these assumptions are, how should I say? So for example, so our WKB solution is defined by this way. And this function starts from square root of Q0 d. And so the integral of square root Q0 is very important. So we need to regard this function as this guy to be a quadratic differential. So these assumptions should be considered as condition for other quadratic differential. So if you want to analyze the infinity, we need to change the coordinates from z to infinity, z to 1 over z or something like that. Yes. But we don't assume that infinity is irregular singularity. Okay, and some conditions four poles of Qn. So we need some assumptions for subleading coefficients. So for example, order of subleading function at some pole P is less than that of Q0 at P. Yeah, I will explain the meaning of this assumption. Yeah, so the last assumption is essential in a proof of Borel summability. Anyway, so this is some assumptions. So this is the assumption for our talk. And at the last of, at the end of last talk, I introduced the notion of Stokes graph or Stokes curves. So Stokes curves are defined by this condition. Z is zero. Here V is a turning point. And so if, for example, if potential function is a if function, then it has two turning points at minus one and one, and three Stokes curve emanates from here. And so yesterday I didn't give an example of rational function. So suppose that the potential function has a double pole at origin and one, and if there is a in the numerator, if the numerator is some quadratic polynomial, then in this case we have poles at 0 and 1. And we also have a two turning points in a plane, but the location also is of course depends on A and B. But suppose that we have two turning points here. Then from each of turning points, three Stokes curve emanates. So because we are assuming that a turning point order one, so three Stokes curve emanates. And so in this case, a Stokes graph become like this. Yeah. So this is an example of Stokes graph. And yeah, in my talk, I will use cross symbol for turning point and dot symbol for poles. Anyway, so this is an example of Stokes graph. And I should mention about the foliation of the trajectory. So actually, so these Stokes curves are some special singular trajectory. So trajectory or foliation of quadratic differential has already been explained in yesterday's lecture by Pandit. So there is a family of leaves. So this foliation is defined by foliation of quadratic differential is defined by this condition. Constant. Yeah, so this equation defines a foliation on the plane, and the Stokes curve is a subsingular foliation which passing through the turning points. So in this case, foliation is like this. And so on. So they flow infinity like this. Yeah. And this trajectory or geometry of trajectory plays an important role in the Borel summability. So, okay. So, but before going to explain the Borel summability, we need to recall one more important notion, which is called the saddle connection. So saddle connection is a Stokes graph. Is a Stokes curve. Curve which connects two turning points. So for example, if you have a this potential, then so as I wrote yesterday, so in this case, one stock curve emanating from one of turning point flows into the other turning points. So this trajectory is called the saddle trajectory or saddle connection. And also, if you have a some double pole, and if the residue of residue at this double pole become pure imaginary, then another kind of trajectory appears. Saddle trajectory appears. So this is also a saddle trajectory. So this happens around the double pole of the potential function or quadratic differential. And such a saddle connection breaks the Borel sum ability. Okay, so now I recall the theorem about the Borel sum ability. So I briefly explained it in yesterday. So they claim that if the Stokes graph has no saddle, then WKB solution psi plus or minus defined above is Borel summable. On each Stokes region. So Stokes region is a face of Stokes graph. So for example, these are examples of Stokes graph which doesn't have a saddle connection. So WKB solutions are Borel summable. So namely, there exists the analytic function which are asymptotic to the original WKB solution for large eta. Oh, I forgot to mention, so eta is a large parameter which corresponds to the 1 over h bar. Anyway, so we have a solution defined on each Stokes region. And but unfortunately, so this result is not published in preparation. Actually, so yeah, I have some drafts of the proof written by Koike, but the draft is written in Japanese language, so I cannot show you. So today I will give some idea of proof. So please forgive me. So idea is the following. So Borel summability is Borel sum is defined by a formal inverse Laplace transform and Laplace transform. So we need to analyze the formal inverse Laplace transform. And we have to show that formal inverse Laplace transform have analytic continuation and its Laplace transform makes sense. So this is the definition of Borel summability. But Koike and Shefke treat the Borel summability of the solution of Riccati equation at first. So first, they consider the Borel summability of the formal solution of this Riccati equation. Define a formal series TZ by subtracting the top term and next subleading terms. So define formal power series by this way. So this is by definition a formal power series of formal series part of this function. Then since S satisfies the Riccati equation, then the Let's transform. Y satisfies the following equation. Here, y is the Laplace dual variable to the large parameter. Then this satisfies the following partial differential equation. So since original differential equation is a differential equation for z, but since we are taking the Borel transform, so which is an informal term-wise inverse Laplace transform, so multiplication of eta is transformed to the derivative for y. So we have a partial differential equation. And equal times S0 V of GB plus maybe it's minus. And here we have a convolution equal Q tilde of B dy. Here Q tilde is a potential minus top term minus the next subleading term. And this denotes the Borel transform of this potential function. Okay, so so since so since this function is nothing but the square root of Q0, so we have the second term. And so from this S squared, the term T squared appears in a differential equation satisfied by T, and which is transformed to the convolution in a Borel transformation. So this is a convolution for Y. So namely, so this is defined as a integral from 0 to y of t b y prime times t b of y minus y prime dy prime. Yeah, so the Koike and Shefke solved this equation by some iterative method and show the Borel summability. But before solving, so we need we had better to change the coordinate from z to w defined by this equation. Then the for new variable w and y, the principal term of partial differential equation become very simple, equal similar one divided by square root of q zero appearing from the Jacobian for change of variables. Anyway, Koike and Shefke's idea is the following. So solve this partial differential equation along the characteristic curve of this partial differential operator. So characteristic curve for this principal term is given by y minus 2w equal constant, I think. So characteristic curve is a curve in a y and w space. Along the curve, the solution of this principal term is constant. So anyway, so Koike and Shefke's proof is they solve this partial differential equation by some iteration methods. And in solving the partial differential equation, this characteristic curve plays very important role. Then now we can see that the trajectory of quadratic differential plays important role. So this Borel transform is a priori defined on a disk in a Y plane. And we need to show the analytic continuability or holomorphicity. Along this positive real axis on the y plane. And so this is essentially, so along the characteristic curve, so this is essentially, so real analysis on the w plane. So holomorph 54 for large Y corresponds to the holomorph 54 large V, a large W. Here, this point corresponds to W of Z asterisk, and Z asterisk is the point in question. So this means that first we want to show the Borel summability of this formal series. But on a Z-plane, first we have to pick some, namely, how should I say? Yeah, so Z asterisk is a sum point, and we want to show the Borel summability of our formal solution at near the point of Z asterisk. So if you fix Z asterisk, so if you fix Z at some point, then you have a formal power series of eta inverse, and we want to show that the Borel transform have some properties. So anyway, so this corresponds to the point in the question. And the point is that this is nothing but so this line is nothing but the image of trajectory. So this is an important point because this W is defined by this integral and the trajectory is nothing but along the trajectory. So this one has the same imaginary part. So the point is the following. So if you have a so in a Z plane, so you have you want to consider the Borel summability at around this point, then you consider the trajectory passing through the this point. And if trajectory flows into a pole, flows into some pole, then it's okay. The reason why is, yeah, actually, so this part is, so subleading part, so this part is, so this subleading part is regular or at least bounded near a pole in a Z-plane because pole of potential function. So because we dividing this one by this kind square root of Q0. Okay, so this becomes bounded. So this boundedness is very important in solving the partial differential equation in the iteration method. So yeah. So if the trajectory flows into the pole, then the Borel summability can be shown. Or, yeah, at least we can show that analytic continuation exists along positive real axis. However, this function is singular. This function, the right-hand side is singular at the turning point because turning point is a zero of Q0 and it is appearing in a denominator. So if the trajectory passing through Z0 flows into a turning point, then it's not okay. So because the iteration method doesn't work. And I forgot to mention, in a boundedness near the pole, we need a condition for the subleading. We need an assumption for the poles of subleading term appearing here. But I don't want to explain in detail because their work is not published.
Excuse me?
Okay.
So why the solution of that PDE corresponds to the Stokes curve?
Solution of PDE. So to show the Borel summability, so we need to show the Borel transform have analytic continuation along the positive real axis in Y plane. Okay? In solving the characteristic, this partial differential equation, we use the characteristic curve. So we solve this equation along the characteristic curve. Then for large y in a characteristic curve corresponds to for large w in a characteristic, And w is given this formula, so trajectory plays important role. Okay. And this situation is nothing but, so this, in this case, so since this is a turning point, in this situation, so the asterisk rides on Stokes curve. So which rides on Stokes curve? Because by definition, Stokes curve is a trajectory passing through a turning point. And in this case, Borel's ability is breaking. Okay, so this is a strategy of proof of the Borel's ability for the solution of Riccati equation. All right, but the Borel summability of WKB solution is more delicate because the WKB solution is defined. So WKB solution is defined by integrating the solution of the Riccati equation. Oh, I forgot to mention. So V0 is the sum point which determines the normalization of this formal solution. So for WKB solution, for the Borel summability of WKB solution, we need to consider the, yeah, so this path, we need to, anyway, so suppose that you have a, so for WKB solution, the topology or geometry of Stokes graph is very important. So suppose that, so you have a WKB solution normalized here, and if you want to show the Borel summability at this point, and whose normalization path is taken such a way, so let us consider for this situation, for example, then this Riccati solution of Riccati equation is not the Borel summable at this point and at this point, and which, so it seems to be breaks the Borel summability, but there is a trick of Koike. So Koike found that so this path can be deformed, this path plus this path. So after deforming the integration path, then at any point on deformed path, this SOD function or formal partial series SOD is Borel summable. Yes, from this theorem, from the previous result for the solution of Riccati equation. So we can show that the Borel summability, because the integral along from here to here is the same as the integral from here to here. But we need to check the behavior near the pole, but anyway, it doesn't matter. We can show that. Okay. So if you have a saddle trajectory, so the proof breaks down because we cannot deform the path, which, yeah, we cannot decompose this path. Yeah, if maybe you consider that we can decompose like this, but this deformation is not allowed because our integration path should be considered as a path on a Riemann surface or a spectral curve. Okay, so spectral curve is a double cover branching at the turning point, so we need to draw a branch cut. Then this part is a path on the second seat of the spectral curve. So this deformed path is not the same path as the original path. So in this case, so this path cannot be deformed to such a path which never intersects with Stokes graph. So the saddle trajectory breaks the Borel summability. So this is why we need to assume that the Stokes graph has no saddle. Okay, so this is the idea of proof.
I have a question. So
okay.
When you are computing the real summation of TB. Then when you construct the Borel transform, you have to do a little pass transform. You always do that from y equals 0 to along plus 0.
Actually. So by definition, our t starts from eta inverse. So Borel transform of so tb is defined by sm z over gamma of m plus 1, I think, y m. So it doesn't have a, so it doesn't have exponential term. So Borel transform doesn't have a shift. But WKB solution has a exponential part, so it has a shift. Okay.
And so once you argue that this Borel summation exists, that does that mean that associated to each region, you have a well-defined, unique, normalized S?
Yes.
Function S.
Yes. Yes. So actually, so even if the saddle appears, S is very defined, or a Borel sum of S is defined, because trajectory flows into a pole.
And how does S behave if you follow it and move towards the... What happens when you look at the values of S as you approach the Stokes graph?
Yeah, so next I will discuss about it. But not for S, but next I will explain what happens for the Borel sum of WKB solutions on a Stokes graph. Okay, so this is the core part of exact WKB analysis. So the next, I will discuss about the Borel's formula. So suppose that the Stokes graph is Stokes graph has no saddle to guarantee the Borel summability. And concentrate what part of the Stokes graph. Okay. So this so suppose that this is a part of the Stokes graph. And here this is a turning point. We call it V. And consider one of consider one of the Stokes curves phi. And I want to discuss about the connection problem across the Stokes graph, a Stokes curve phi, emanating from a simple turning point V. So the previous theorem tells you that the WKB solution is Borel summable on each region. So you have an analytic solution of the original Schrödinger equation, which are asymptotic to the formal WKB solution. But such a Borel sum may not be same if the region is different. But they should be related because they are solution of differential equation. Yes?
I'm just trying to understand why you need this the final argument for the theorem. So you prove that your T is well defined in each Stokes region, but you state the theorem just for each Stokes region separately. You just like need to show that C plus is defined as on each Stokes region. So why don't you choose just this that not be in the same Stokes region? You don't
of course you can take V0 in the same Stokes region. Yeah, of course you can show that. Yeah, so this situation is very simple. But if you want to consider the global problem, if you want to analyze the global property of WKB solution, such situation may occur. Okay.
Which is because like theorem seems to be stated just locally on separately on each Stokes region. Like what is claim about global behavior?
So next I want to discuss about Yeah, I'm not sure my answer is relevant for you, but anyway, so next I want to discuss. So suppose that this Stokes curve divides the Z-plane, some number of regions, and so denote the Stokes region 1 and 2, which is divided by this Stokes curve. Then the previous theorem tells you that Borel sum exists on here and here. So next I want to discuss the connection problem from here to here. But in the analysis of, to discuss the connection problem, we have to fix the normalization because the change of normalization changes the final connection formula. So we give a Yeah, anyway, so here we give I give some special, nice special normalization. So so let us consider the above situation and consider the WKB solution. Exponential. So normalized at the turning point in question. So here, so this is a WKB solution normalized at V. But there is a problem in this normalization because the sort is a coefficient of S odd has a singularity at turning points. So this integral cannot be defined in usual sense, but on the other hand, so S odd is a anti-invariant under the covering involution of the spectral curve. So we can define an integral from turning point is a half of a contour integral along this path. So first starting from Z on the second seat of the spectral curve or double curve and returning to the B in the first seat. So we can, so if the function is integrable and at this point, then yeah, both hand sides coincide. But the right-hand side makes sense for the function, which is not integrable at B. So we adapt the right-hand side to define this normalization. Okay. And this normalization is nice in discussing the connection problem. And let psi plus capital psi. This is the capital psi plus minus of J. Let this guy be the Borel sum. So which was written in this letter in the previous lecture, but for simplicity, I changed the notation from the previous one. So Borel sum of psi plus minus on Stokes region J. Here J is one Stokes region 1 or 2, the level of the Stokes region. Yeah, the previous Koike-Shefke theorem guarantees that the existence of such a Borel sum. So here in this region you have a Borel sum. Plus and minus living here. And on the other hand, you also have another solution here. Next, the Borel's formula relates these two functions. So namely, analytic continuation of this function across the Stokes curve is explicitly given by the linear combination of these functions. The next one is the Borel's theorem. Okay, so theorem.
Of Boros in 1983.
So after
the analytic continuation across the Stokes curve C, we have the following relation. So capital Psi plus 1, capital Psi minus 1. So these are solution defined on the Stokes region 1 is given by the linear combination after the analytic continuation across C. And this yeah, and the important thing is the connection multiplier is very, very explicit. Minus of 1. So here this I is the connection multiplier is just the square root of minus 1, so imaginary unit. And this formula happens if real part of the phase function is positive on the Stokes curve in question. Here V is the turning point where the Stokes curve emanating from. Okay, so when yeah, actually so on Stokes curve C, the branch of square root is very defined if you take this kind of branch cut. Sorry, pardon? I'm sorry. Yeah, you are right. This one should be 2. I'm sorry. Yeah. So this condition tells you that so on a Stokes curve, psi plus is dominant, and psi minus is small solutions. So there is a ambiguity for the dominant solutions, and the difference is exponentially small, and it is given explicitly by the psi minus defined on the second region. And so this is nothing but so this formula describes the Stokes phenomenon occurring to the WKB solution for large eta. So because for the general property of the Borel sum, psi plus one and psi plus two, both of them have same asymptotic expansion. So both of them are asymptotically expanded to this original WKB solution. But this formula says that they are different. They are different as analytic functions. And this function is nothing but a Stokes factor or difference of such a exponentially small difference of the asymptotic expansion. Anyway, so let me finish the statement of theorem. So if real part is positive, then this happens. But otherwise, so if the real part is minus, then psi plus is not a dominant, but a subdominant. So this is not a jump on the Stokes curve. However, minus part jumps by the same way in the above formula. If the real part is negative on C. Okay, so this is the Boros connection formula. And this formula tells you that so if you choose a special normalization, then the Stokes multiplier or connection multiplier become very simple. So this is the formula. Okay, and I try to explain. Yeah, I try to explain the proof, but the proof is very. So if you want to understand the whole of proof, I need more time. So I explain the sketch of proof. But original, I explain the proof given by. Anyway, so I explained the reformulated proof given by Aoki and Kawai and Takei. So Boros, original proof of Boros is based on some
univalency near the turning point. So since turning point is just a zero of the potential function, so it's a regular point in terms of the theory of differential equation. So there should be no monodromy for the original, sorry, for the actual WK, sorry, actual solution of the Schrödinger equation. So both compute the, both consider or both impose the univalency near the turning point, then he found this formula. But there is another proof based on a Borelli summation or some detergent theoretic proof in my Oki and Kawai and Takei, and I will explain it. Okay. So the idea is the following. So idea is so reduce the WKB solution normalized at the turning point in question to that of to the WKB solution to the WKB solution of Airy's equation. So this is the WKB solution of Airy's equation. So Airy's equation is so this is a simple equation which have very simple potential, but I want to change the independent variable from z to capital X because I want to relate this to functions. So anyway, so the Airy's equation is given by this explicit explicit differential equation, and the Airy's equation have one turning point at the origin and from the turning point of Stokes curve emanates. So at least locally near the turning point, the configuration of Stokes graph is same. So the beyond the topology, I will relate this function to the Airy function. So to reduce this function to the Airy's equation, so they construct a formal coordinate transformation. From the original variable of the Schrödinger equation to the capital X of z of eta. So our coordinate transformation also depends on large parameter eta of this form. Yeah, it's a formal power series of eta inverse. And xi z, so each coefficient is a holomorphic function. Holomorphic function at the turning point of v. And it turns out that this formal solution is Borel summable, but the Borel summability is not shown in this paper. But anyway, so there exists a formal coordinate transformation, and it reduces this original WKB solution to the Airy WKB solution by the following formula. So here we need a certain gauge transformation. Plus minus Airy to the okay. So yes, and this formula holds as form at the level of formal series of eta inverse. So such a formal coordinate transformation is essentially unique. I don't want to explain the meaning of essentially, but anyway, yeah. So this function is almost a canonical one. Then this formal relation of WKB solution tells you that the relation for the Borel transform of the WKB solution. So that this is the
Okay. So from this formal relation, you can relate the Borel transform of the
WKB solution. So this is a Borel transform of the original WKB solution.
And it relates by the following type formula. So it becomes the integral, and there exists some function of z. And actually, it contains the derivative of z, and also y minus y prime. So it becomes certain convolution of y dy prime, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to explain it in detail, but the point is that y is a Laplace dual variable for eta, so multiplication of eta corresponds to the derivative of y in a Borel transform. So, but this kind of formal series contains eta inverse. So the eta inverse corresponds to the integral. So we have this kind of integral. And this derivative comes from the Taylor expansion of this Taylor equation. And the point is that this formal coordinate transformation is Borel summable. So the Borel, and essentially, so this function is the Borel transform of this formal coordinate transformation. And the point is that this one is in the variable of y, they are holomorphic. Holomorphic in y and y prime. So this is a holomorphic function. However, so this one has a singularity. As in previous lecture, we see that this function is essentially a Gauss's hypergeometric function, and essentially given by Gauss's geometric function. And we saw that this function has singularity. Yeah. So anyway, so since this part is holomorphic, the singularity of Borel transform of the Airy equation can be translated to that of the singularity structure of the original WKB solution, what we want to know. So from this relation, we can check that the WKB solution. So let me concentrate one of Borel transform, so namely, say psi plus of B. So this Borel transform is a priori defined near the minus of AZ. Here AZ is a phase function of WKB solution. Q0DZ. Okay. So other than that, this also has another singularity. At y equal, so this another singularity comes from that of singularity of Airy's equation. And Airy's equation have singularity here and the opposite side. So namely, y plus a of Airy's. So this is a phase function of Airy's function. And this x0 is a top term of our formal coordinate transformation. So because our Airy is Borel transformed, Airy has an argument this one. But by definition of top term, we can see that this is exactly plus of, anyway, so the antipole of this one. So this follows from definition of x0, because this formal relation, because of this formal relation, the phase function of WKB solution must correspond to the phase function of Airy's equation. So anyway, so this is nothing but the definition of, this follows from definition of x0. So we can see that there exists another singularity coming from the Airy's equation. And if you, okay. Then next I want to discuss the effect of this singularity. So because now we are considering the problem of the connection problem. And if Z lies on a Stokes curve, so by definition the these two points have same imaginary, so because of the definition of Stokes curve. So we need to analyze the effect of this singular point. Okay. So to see the effect of such a singularity, we first choose a point, starting point V1 and final point V2. So we take a point in Stokes region 1 and 2 and name it, call it V1 and V2. Then, suppose that so this is realized by at V equal V1. And, then what happens in Stokes region Z2? So since we cross the Stokes curve, the relative location of these two singular points are exchanged. So on a y plane, the imaginary part of minus a z and plus a z are changed. Then, so this makes a discontinuous change of the Borel sum, because so Borel sum is defined by Laplace integral along this axis. So this is the definition of psi plus of W, definition of Borel sum of psi plus defined on a Stokes region 1, okay? And in this case, I forgot to mention. So this picture is at Z equal V2. Then in this case, the Borel sum of psi plus defined on a region 2 should be defined by this rule. Then this singularity, so due to another singularity, so there is a difference between these two. The difference is nothing but this contour integral. So this is the difference between the original Borel sum and the next Borel sum. And using, so it turns out that the Laplace, it turns out that this integral coincides with I times psi of minus defined on 2. So this is very non-trivial part, but the point is the following. So since, so we know the explicit relation, explicit but a transcendental relation between the WKB solution of the Airy's equation. So since the, so this part is holomorphic, the singularity, so this part doesn't change the singularity of the of this function. So we have to, so to compute the, to compute such a difference, so we have to show that the difference between the upper seat and lower seat. So here to compute the such a difference, we need to know that we need to know that the analytic continuation of the original WKB solution to the another singularity. So this is a very non-trivial problem, but thanks to this relation, yeah, we can show that the yeah, analytic continuation, difference of analytic continuation from above and below is can be is coincide with that of Airy's equation because this part is holomorphic and it cannot, so it doesn't change the singularity structure. And furthermore, the miracle is that this one is given by Gauss's hypergeometric function. So we can use the Gauss's hypergeometric formula, some formulas in Gauss's hypergeometric function. So basically, so this part, this point corresponds to the origin in a origin of a t equals zero in the Gauss's hypergeometric function, and this function corresponds to the t equals one. So that there is a known formula for which relates the Gauss's hypergeometric function defined on origin and the other singular point. So anyway, so we can use the some formula. So that this part follows from some formulas. Of Gauss's hypergeometric function. And we can compute the difference. So this is a sketch of proof. But here, so this is a, yeah. I'm sorry, what time am I? Oh, I'm sorry, I have to stop here. Oh, I'm sorry, tomorrow I will explain, yeah, I'm sorry, I cannot explain about the effect of this saddle connection. Yeah, anyway, so this connection formula at all is based on saddle freeness of the stocks graph. And analyzing the effect of saddle connection, we will see that there is a cluster algebraic structure in the exact WKB analysis. And I'm sorry. I stop here.
So if you have longer questions, we've got lunch.
I'm sorry. Thank you.